Okay, good afternoon. To be the last, I will try to make it short and simple. So in this presentation, I'd like to share some information relating to aquafit in Vietnam. So first, I just would like to introduce, aquaculture is play important role in the country economy, especially in the Mekong Delta. Only 40,000 kilometers, but it's occupied up to nearly 70% of the total aquaculture production. 100% of the catfish production come from this area. The government aware of the importance, and we think in the future, even aquaculture, especially brackish water aquaculture, become more and more important because of the sea level rise scenario and also the less water come from upstream of the Mekong River. So we actually also preparing the strategy for the next period. So this figure is, the composition of different products. You can see here, shrimp, brackish water shrimp and pangasius is occupied up to 50%. But the value is actually, it's up to more than 70% of the total production. And we also, similar to Thailand, that mostly the aquaculture production we base on the commercial pellet feed. In Vietnam, now we calculate up to 147 feed manufacturer, 207 factory feed additive, and the production is 3.5 million metric ton per year. And the total for also for livestock is 28 million metric ton, and we import around 4,800 ton per year. For the regulation, actually in our country we have a system like this. The law is issued by the parliament level, and the decree issued by the government level, and the circular issued by the minister level. And we have actually the aquafit is come in different law, decree and circular. But we have a very important decree number 8. It's specific to manage both feed for livestock and aquaculture. And we also have circular number 66. It's details some article of decree number 8. For the organization and responsibility, that we have a DFISH Department of Animal Health and NAFICAT. We control the different states of the value chain. And for the feed, for the input, like a feed, a seed, and also environment, it belongs to the responsibility of the Directorate of Fisheries. So all of things relate like adjective, like feed, like chemical use, is will be the responsibility of the Directorate of Fisheries. So I would like to tell you the case of pangasius. We done a case study in 2015 in cooperation of FAO and DFISH for the pangasius. So we see how is the development of the feed value chain for the pangasius. Actually, we start pangasius since 1960, and from 1960 is the cage culture is available. Productivity is around 100 kilogram per cubic. And the feed type we use is the moist pellet. And the FCR is around 2.5 to 3. But the next period, we have a net pen control. It exists for the period of 2003 and 5. And the feed, we start use dry floating pellet. And the FCR is variable from 1.5 to 2. And from 2015 to present, all of the pangasius now we farm in the pond, and we have a very high productivity, around 300 to 500 ton per hectare, and the FCR now is around 1.47 to 1.7. So it means that the development of the FCR is become lower and lower, and now we are trying to find how to reduce FCR, because it's not only to feed efficiency but also for environment impact. So for feed value chain description, we can see here for the ingredient, we done a survey, and then the local product is available, but the quality also very variable. The import product is high cost, like Thailand and Malaysia have been said. For the feed manufacturer, for Pangaea suitcase, we have 48 manufacturers, and the capacity is up to 5 million tons. Actually, we produce only less than 2 million tons. So the capacity that we use for producing, you know, feed for another species. And 100% is a floating pellet, and the production cost around that half of dollars. And the profit margin in the feed manufacturer, I think, is relatively low, 3.1%. But they have a big production, so it's in a good business. For the feed trader, we have more than 500 feed trader, and the profit margin is mainly straight commission, around 5.5%. For the feed grower, now we have only around 5,200 hectares, and we produce nearly 1.2 million tons per year. So it's the present feed value chain. And how is the flow through a feed value chain? We realize that for the raw material, mostly 99.8% is a formulated feed, and it's a figure we done in 2015. So right now, I'm sure that nobody use homemade feed for Pangaea suit, because they cannot compete, they can't survive. And you can see here for the chain, the value chain is 22% is go directly. It's internal use. It means that we have integrated enterprises. They produce feed and then they use it for the pond. And they also do processing and exporting. And about 43.3% come to enterprise directly without a middleman. And 34.6% is go to wholesaler. And very small amount, 5.7% go to retailer. So it means that the middleman in the Pangaea suit value chain of feed is now is smaller and smaller, and we go directly, so we reduce the cost. For the Pangaea suit feed description, you can see here that the group protein actually is vary from 22 to 30%. And mostly we use dry floating pellet and packaging around 20-40 kilograms, but some they make very big if they have a big farm. I appreciate this morning Dr. Miao mentioned about on-farm feed management. This is very important. We realize that if we actually produce good feed, but how to use? If storage is not good, or transportation, or overfeeding, so it's also important to increase the FCR. So in this case study, we have done a survey, and we realize that the farmer based on mainly they based on the experience for the recognize how the feed is good or bad, and about 25% they send for the lab for analysis, and also small amount for based belief in the advertisement. So this is specific because actually Pangaea suit is industry in Vietnam, and it's have quite a good development state, and it look like this. And then you can see that another for example shrimp for tilapia still is a problem during the on farm management. This also is telling about the transportation, mostly by provider, and 90% of the farm have very good warehouse for storage, and also we have some information about the feed frequency, the feed ratio, but due to the time is limited, so we cannot bring it here. So for the constraint and recommendation, we would like to address that the feed in Vietnam, the commercial feed is developed, but it contributes very very high percent. For pangasius, we calculate it's nearly 80%, and for shrimp, it's about 65%. So this is the majority of the production cost. The linkage of small-scale farm, I mean, for big farm, it's okay, but for small-scale farm, it's not good. So that means that if they are not good linkage, they have to base on the retailer. And so they have no choice to choose the good quality of feed. For the quality also is low and variable. And this we focus, the research is focusing on how to reduce FCR. The high price, I think somebody mentioned about it, it's mainly rely on the feed ingredient. And for the investment for R&D also and capacity also is not very good. And for on-farm feeding and meat management, this also is an area for to focus in, because for small scale, mainly they are based on the experience and it's not good. We have to rely on the scientific base. So for the recommendation, we address that the local ingredient is important, but we have to improve the quality. And because in our study, we find the quality is very variable. The fish price, how to control this also is important. And so impact of the related environment, like DO, pH, temperature. So yes, thank you very much for attention.